We've all heard of corn and soybeans, but most of us are not familiar with taro. However, go to Hawaii and you'll find it is a longtime crop that is made into poi, a staple of diets here. But growing taro has many challenges. We'll head to one of those farms on today's edition of the American Countryside.
Christmas is just around the corner. Fill your Christmas shopping list with books and CDs from the American Countryside. Just go to shopfarmjournal.com, where you'll find all four of Andrew McRae's books from the American Countryside, including Where Does Lost Luggage Go?, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. Plus, you'll find Machinery Pete's Tractor Tales DVDs, agricultural books, Corn College DVDs, and much, much more. Shop the American Countryside by logging on to shopfarmjournal.com today.
Well, folks, we recently returned from our agricultural adventure to Hawaii with a group of listeners, and plans are already underway for our next journey. Join us for a trip to Alaska, August 31st to September 8th. We'll see agriculture, a muskox farm, and even a trip to see the world's largest vegetables at the Alaska State Fair. And we'll stay at the Princess Lodge at Denali National Park, ride the Alaskan Railroad, and even pan for gold. For your free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 800-826-2266. That's 826-2266. Farmers are accustomed to years of drought and floods, but on this sixth-generation Hawaiian farm, heavy rain is expected every year.
During the winter season, that is definitely flash flood season. So when schools close, you know, on the mainland because of snow days, we have flash flood days here on Kauai. So we get an average about 5 flash floods a year.
Lindsay Haraguchi's farm mostly produces taro, a wetland crop often described as a Hawaiian potato. It is the taro that is made into poi, a traditional Hawaiian food.
During 2005, where we had 43 days of rain straight, and during that 43 days, we had about 7 flash floods during that period.
Heavy and prolonged flooding can wipe out young taro plants and stunt the growth of an established crop. Another challenge are wild boars, which can ravage fields.
Actually, about 2 to 3 wild boars can wipe out over an acre of taro overnight. They do trample through, they do eat a lot.
On Kauai, there are estimated to be 5 times as many wild boars as residents on the island. But despite the challenges, Lindsay's family continues to cultivate these fields, growing a crop and a living.
We're doing a very small portion of our farm that is value added. We hope to continue to grow that, but we do continue to work with other farmers and other poi mills because it's a challenge all the way around.
You can tour Lindsay's farm as well as buy many of their products direct from Hanalei, Taro, and Juice Company. Their market booths and lunch wagons are to be found on the islands. Traveling the countryside in Hanalei on the island of Kauai, Hawaii, I'm Andrew McRae.